Good evening, everyone. It is Monday, August 22nd, 2011, and this is episode 41 of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, live from the Treehouse in Tremont. Sort of live. Like, we're here now.
This is happening for us right now.
This is happening for us right now. It's 7:33 where we are, but if you're not here, you're not hearing anything.
No.
So if it's 7:33 where you are, you can't hear us, but maybe a little later.
Yes.
Probably Thursday afternoon.
But to hear our side of this, we did tell you we were going to be here.
Yeah.
You had every opportunity, listener, to come here live.
Yeah,
to be fair,
this was your only opportunity.
Yes.
To hear live.
So while we're not live on the air, they did know where to find us this
exactly.
week. So I don't feel guilty, Jeremy.
Having a little bit of, I need to get a new network card, Jeff.
Yes.
Now, we were talking earlier about how you are technologically incompetent.
Oh, I don't believe that was the word.
I think that's
was
part
used.
Of the conversation.
Oh.
And I am not. But yet, your computer here is newer than mine.
Yes.
Which is just a horrible thing for me to have to exist around.
Yeah.
Like that you have newer technology than me, but yet have no idea how to like take a screenshot.
That I utilize maybe 3% of it?
Yeah.
Is what
yeah.
you're saying?
It really bothers me.
Okay.
I'm starting to rock a little
yeah,
bit.
You really are.
And rub my thigh. That's what I do when I'm nervous.
There's a lot of friction in your pants.
Okay. But anyway, yeah, need to get a new
maybe
airport.
Should we pass the
card.
Hat around? How much are network cards, Jeremy?
Yeah, it's about $100.
Okay.
You know, and so, one sponsor would cover that.
But we've always said we will not sell.
That's right. We don't want to sell.
I would rather have you spend that out of your own pocket. That would make me feel better.
I'll do that for you, though.
I'll sleep better tonight.
So we've been off the net for a little bit.
We were laying low.
Yep, gathering information.
Yes,
For this show.
As our Twitter would show we were very active away from the show. Now, you've seen that I've really taken to Twitter.
You've jumped out on the Twitter bandwagon.
How would you rate, I don't think you probably see all of them, but the ones you've seen, how would you rate my Twittering?
For some reason, I don't see your stuff that
have
much.
You, can you hide Twitter? Have you hidden me?
No, it's not like Facebook. I mean, everyone gets an equal opportunity. So
okay.
it's twitter.com/JeffLongsworth or twitter.com/JBorger if you want to see all the insightful things
I've really
that we
taken
are saying.
To it, though, Jeremy.
Yeah,
it's like 2007 for me.
Pardon the slowness, but let me look you up.
Look me up.
Jeff Longsworth. All right. A Rick Perry presidency would force the Daily Show to expand to an hour show every night.
No.
Thanks, MSN.com.
Oh, thumbs down we're getting.
Thanks, MSN.com, but I'm not really interested in learning about Chaz Bono's new look. Thanks anyway, though. You posted that one twice.
Yes, I really liked it. Did I really? See, I'm still pretty new at this.
Hey, Lena Kugelad, stop pretending you're from Cleveland. You have Wisconsin accent and somehow mispronounce Warehouse District.
That's really bothered me. Have you seen those ads I play all the time with those guys? We're Lena Kugels. And it's like Chip and Jeb. And they're like,
do that by the microphone.
And they're sitting outside. They're saying like, hey, Cleveland, we love Cleveland. All we drink our beer all the way from the Jake to the Warehouse District.
Oh, really? I've
like,
seen...
trying to be local. You know, they're trying to be like, hey, we're like you guys. We're from here.
I haven't seen the local ones.
Oh, yeah. They tailor the commercials a little bit.
Yeah.
We still call... Like, one of them is we still call it the Jake, but they're a Wisconsin brewery.
Yeah, that's weird.
So I was getting a little annoyed with that. Like,
I never understood this whole people that refuse to call Progressive Field.
Yeah.
I mean, the Jake was still the owner, but it was still from Jacobs Investments. Like, it was still a business.
Right, that's true.
Me.
But people sort of lost that connection. They just saw Jacobs Field. It was the Dick Jacobs, the owner. There was the emotional connection with the 90s when it was Jacobs Field. They were so successful.
Yeah.
I just think it was more, not necessarily the business of the Jacobs, but more of just the emotions of the 90s having it be named the Jake.
Yeah.
And then when that changed, people just didn't want to let that go.
That's
my take.
I have to say we have people sitting in our booth.
There's a lot of whispering.
Like a foot in front of us is kind of, it's like... It's like very much like
yeah.
I'm a little nervous.
Yeah.
I'm not used to this.
It's like we're doing this show, we're like literally in the crowd.
I'm just gonna pretend they're not there.
Okay. We have a curtain brought in.
Here's the I like this segment. Like read Jeff's
tweets. Yes, now I don't like it because they don't seem like they're going over.
Play Alanis Morissette's song you ought to know at the start of the movie The Wizard of Oz. It will change your life.
The old Pink Floyd?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, okay. Yeah.
Every time I see someone driving a brand new car, I want to plow into it with my 8-year-old car.
You ever get that feeling?
Which of your cars?
The Audi.
Are they
both
8 years old?
One's 8, one's 6.
Okay.
So the mean is 7. Anyway, that's enough of that, I guess.
I really like that segment. That's going to come back.
I think I don't think we're going to do that later.
Hey, have you been enjoying some of this great weather that we've been having?
Talk about great weather. Yeah. I've been enjoying it.
Have you been enjoying this great
weather? Enjoying it thoroughly. Oh. And you?
Me as well.
Okay.
Me as well.
Well, that was a good topic.
Okay.
It's like fall. Fall is in the air. Foliage is soon to come.
Yeah.
Foliage.
So I had some more precancerous moles removed.
Oh, wow. Speaking of foliage.
It's a slow news day here on Radio Show.
It is. It is. But I'm glad you're getting those checked out.
No. And I'm doing it as a public service announcement.
Yes. Yes.
For our audience. So, like, again, I mentioned this before.
You did.
That, you know, everyone listening should go get one of those body scans. Where they take your body and they examine every little inch and they look for little moles and stuff, and then if a mole seems like it's bad, they cut it and then they take it to a lab and then they say, like, we have to remove that or we don't have to remove that.
Right.
So I had more removed. I had like 5 taken off my body.
We joke a lot, but we don't
joke
about this.
But this is a serious time. So
this is like, you know how Bob Barker, the thing about pets being spayed and neutered? This is like our thing of that. Would you agree?
I agree.
Well, I'd also like to support the pets being spayed and neutered, though. Can I do that? You do the moles?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And maybe you should have your pets checked for moles. I don't know.
Yeah. Put it all together?
Yeah.
For one successful day.
But anyway, so yeah, what else this weekend? Recap? Anything going
on? Yeah, I was down at Map Room. And, you know, it's always interesting to me. Friday, I was down there for happy hour, and it was the Browns' second preseason game.
Yeah.
And it's funny, if you're not from Cleveland, you'd be blown away. The people that come down to these games and the intensity with the jerseys and the tailgating. I mean, you would think, literally, the Browns are in the Super Bowl from the excitement and the buzz in the city for a preseason game for a team that hasn't been in the playoffs in 6 or 7 years.
So,
I'm always amazed, despite, I know it's a Browns town, despite the Indians and Cavs, whatever success they have, the Browns always bring it more than anyone else. So Friday night downtown was just unbelievable for that preseason game.
So how do you you know, you're the sports guy.
I am.
Between our little duo here that we have going on.
Right.
How do you expect the Browns to do it?
Well, they have a new coach, new system. Some of the guys are second year guys, but I still think 8-8 would be a good season based on the new system in place.
Okay.
But it's a good core of developing players that I think bodes very well for the long term.
Yeah.
But I think this would be an 8-8 would be a good year. But also our schedule is very easy too. So that's what I'm putting as my expectations. But people in this town, you know, they expect him.
Yeah.
They expect him to do well, but they know they won't. But they'll still come back next year. But I'm just amazed at the passion for this team.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. So I was down in Map Room Friday night. Tons of Browns people downtown. And then I went Wednesday to Redstone. Now, you're a big Redstone guy.
I am a big Redstone. I've been there. I like it.
Yeah. Now, they have this thing. I found out about the Taste of Tremont. There were some flyers out back in July. They have this thing called Comedy Wednesdays, like one Wednesday, middle of the month. They bring in a fairly well-known comic to the upstairs room.
Okay.
And it's a very small room.
In the upper room. In the upper room. In the upper room. I'm so glad I'm living in the upper room.
And that's when the comic comes out of that song. They bring him out.
In the upper room.
Is this a real song?
In the upper room. I'm so glad I'm living in the upper room. In the upper room.
So we're in the upper room.
In the upper room. I used to, that used to be on, was it Jim Baker? And like as a kid, I mean, I'd be
the preacher.
Yeah, I'd be like 5 years old, right? And you know, I always wait. I don't know about you. I always wake up early as a kid, like before school. You know, 6 a.m. I would get up.
You were eager to
come downstairs, and before cartoons, Jim Baker was on.
Yeah,
and I just that song is like ingrained in my 5-year-old brain. And when you said in the upper room, it just triggered it.
Wow.
There's probably like another phrase that you could say that I would like murder someone.
Yeah.
Like because it was from like a murdering show.
I'm glad they were actually just a happy song on that one.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. All right. Anyway,
so
upper room,
wow. So yeah, upper
Wednesday
room.
Nights. You say at Redstone.
Wednesday nights, but it's only one Wednesday a month. It's usually towards the middle of the month. But they bring in a fairly well-known comic, and they brought in Nikki Glaser. Have you ever heard of her?
No.
She's like been on the Tonight Show. She's been around, but she was unbelievably funny. Unbelievably funny. But the organization that puts all this together is called Chuckle Fuck.
Yes.
And this guy Ramon
now,
Rivas.
It's FCK. Is it still pronounced?
FCK. But you pronounce it Chuckle. The U is still
pronounced. Did you just try to say it without a U?
Chuckle Fuck. Chuckle Fuck. There's got to be some sort of vowel in there.
It's like a glottal move.
This guy, Ramon Rivas, he did the opening act, and he sort of is heavily involved with this Chuckle Fuck. And they are handling the comedy programming for the Ingenuity Fest, September 16th through the 18th. So we're going to have Ramon on our show next Monday.
Oh, next.
Yeah, he's going to talk about Chuckle Fuck, the work they do around Cleveland, and also Ingenuity Fest, which is one of their really big platforms for comedy here in Cleveland. So
that'll be episode 42.
Episode 42. Next
August,
Monday, the
29th. And we should cross our fingers. Should be live for that.
Should be live.
So you can go in the chat room at radioshowonline.com and chat with them, ask questions.
Cool. But Nikki did a great set, so I stayed afterwards and she was hanging out at the bar. Like, it's a comedian. Comedian, I believe.
Yes, comedian. Comedian. Right.
And just kind of picked her brain a little bit, but she was saying, I was like, well, so maybe there was like 30 or 40 people there in a real small setting. I said, you know, you're fairly well known. Like, how is this worth your while? Not to ask too personal questions.
She's like, I do it for the sex. Sex
yeah, right.
with strangers. Really
well.
And
she was like, let's go.
What's your name? Yeah. And so ends another Wednesday night for Jeff.
Yep. Typical Wednesday.
The Adventures of Jeff Locks.
Another comic in my bedroom. So, yeah, so she was like, well, here's the deal. I'm in between, like, weekend shows. Obviously, Thursday to Sunday is their big thing. They come in town, do these shows. She said, but middle of the week, you know, if I'm in the area, she was like performing in Columbus and Dayton, middle of the week is kind of a downtime for them. So they'll go to places which won't have the normal turnout because they really don't have any other options. So Wednesday night is great for a place like Redstone to bring someone in with a smaller crowd and get a good name. Whereas on a Friday night, they would never be able to do that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a nice win-win for everyone. She gets a cut of the bar sales. It was $10 to get in. But I highly recommend people checking the series out. We saw Neil Brennan back in July, who was the co-creator of Chappelle's Show.
Yeah.
Do you like ever watch Chappelle's Show?
Oh yeah.
I mean, so hilariously funny. That's Neil Brennan for $10 upstairs at Redstone in the room like this.
In the upper room.
Just gonna say in Redstone.
In the upper room. I'm so glad I'm living in the upper room.
And then I also hit Feast of Little Italy. We got to talk about the Feast because the Feast. It was really what brought the show to the air. That was one of the first things we talked about last year was the Feast.
Jen, my beautiful wife, who I love and would do anything for, she's here tonight, and she's ignoring me. But, yeah. But it's true.
She's part of the many people that are here.
Yeah, we have a big crowd here at the Treehouse.
People there, really like us.
I think so. That's what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Or they're just here for the 350 draft specials.
Yeah. Hopefully it's a little bit of both.
But yeah, she's not a fan of the Feast. Because I think there's like a bad connotation.
It's getting very Italian dance club-y.
And it's like crazy crowded.
Yeah, like flash mob crowded, which we'll get to later.
I think
Machine Gun Kelly should have come out here.
I think Jersey Shore should do an episode from the Feast.
Honestly, there are people there that look like they're right out of that show. It's amazing. But every bar now, and I think the old-time Little Italy people would probably just be literally spinning their graves. Every restaurant now has like a patio with a dance club behind the bar.
Oh, really?
It's like a dance club. And it's just an intense... The demographic now is 20 to 25, where I think it used to be sort of all ages.
Yeah.
Maybe a family. Maybe Sunday afternoon's a family day, but don't bring your kids around there other than Sunday afternoon because it's a train wreck.
So did you like this or did you...
Well, I went like Saturday late afternoon because I love the food.
Yeah.
First and foremost. Love the food.
Yeah.
And then, well, a friend of mine has a friend who lives a block from the main strip there. So we were able to go to a house party and hang out a little bit. And that made it, for me, a great night.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, we sampled the dance club atmosphere a little bit. And that was fun to watch. But then you kind of want to get out. I mean, it was really like a flat circa 1997 type of atmosphere down there.
Huh.
But that's what gets the money in there, I think.
Yeah, you gotta bring the kids, right?
Yeah.
They gotta spend their money and get liquored up.
Yep.
Doing the dance moves the kids do.
Yeah, so that was my my Feast experience. But I had to go. I feel like I gotta at least check in with the Feast. You gotta go pay your respects. I had to pay my respects.
I should go. I haven't gone in a while. Good food, right?
Oh, food's incredible.
What'd you have?
Food's incredible. I had tons of pasta. I had pasta, meatballs, pizza, sausage sub. I mean, there's everything you can imagine. And then you got the carnival side of it.
I can imagine quite a lot.
There's the Little Italy side of it, and then there's the carnivals. You can get the funnel cakes and all the carnival type of food because there's that carnival element there.
Now, are there rides?
There's rides.
Oh, there are rides.
There's a carnival portion that's sort of in the back.
Okay. By the dance club?
It's all sort of been around, but there's the Italian food, and then you've got the carnival food. So there's something there for everyone. I know you're a big carnival guy.
I've said that very often.
Yeah, well, your family are carnies. You got some family.
Good. Yeah, well, I grew up in the carnival.
You grew up on the road.
Yeah, so it's...
You turn out okay.
Yeah, I turn out fine. So, yeah, well, I had a much more low-key weekend, I guess. I went to the Mi Pueblo. There's one over on Euclid Avenue in, University Circle area. And then there's one on Lorraine, more near, West Park. And I don't know if they are connected, but it was good. It's very good, authentic kind of Mexican food. I was trying to get my waitress' attention so I could ask for another black and tan. Now she's ignoring me.
Cool, I'll track her down.
But yeah, it was very good. Excuse me. I don't have a black and tan.
A little choked up.
I know. Good, and friend of Jen's had their 30th birthday party at Divine Wine.
That's a big milestone, Jeremy.
That is a big one. And she just got engaged.
Oh my gosh, wow. That's a lot of change, Jeremy.
I know, I think they were trying to copy Jen. Because okay. Jen got, I proposed to her the same day as her birthday.
Oh wow.
The 30th birthday.
You really set the template, maybe.
I think that they wanted to be like us.
Also, I want to say happy birthday to Nicole. I saw she had a huge birthday cake at the Flying Monkey Saturday night.
Happy birthday.
And I had
Nicole.
Some cake. I don't know who she is, though.
Did a monkey pop out of it?
There was no animals, but there was this huge cake with no one around it, so we all just sort of helped ourselves. Huh. But it was a great night at Flying Monkey. Happy birthday, Nicole.
Oh, happy birthday,
it was a good
Nicole.
One. Cake was delicious. I got to talk about this, too. This is sort of a side note, but we can go off script a little bit.
Sure.
I like to do that to keep it fresh, because we've been doing this now for a year. We're like a married couple.
I know.
We got to keep it fresh.
We can finish each other's
thoughts.
Okay, go on.
So I was with my buddy, I was out in L.A., and he was saying how he finished law school.
Okay.
And it was, he listens. He graduated. That's how he finished.
Is he listening right now?
He's a listener. A lot of times listens delayed. He'll download it.
Okay.
But he was saying how since he finished law school, he'd been complaining that he's run out of, that used to be a great excuse. They've got a lot of extended friends that are always doing things like it's always someone's birthday, always something. And they like to go to some of that, but not all of it.
Yeah.
And you can maybe imagine your group of friends. So he said, this law school card I've had for 4 years now was my automatic, I've got to study, can't make that birthday party, got to study, law
yeah,
school.
Right.
Immediate, free pass, everyone understood.
Oh, we get it, buddy.
So he's been struggling lately, he's like, because I'm done with law school, I've got the job, no other commitments beyond the job, and he's been struggling with how to get out of some of these invitations now.
Yeah.
And I said, wow, I said, can I relate to that? I was trying to think. I said, I wonder if I have a similar thing, and then I thought of it. I thought, you know what mine is? It's very generic. It's traveling. And I didn't realize I used it until I thought about it. If there's something I don't want to go to, I always have the traveling card. I'm traveling.
Huh.
And I even play it to another extent. I'll say, I could have just gone back from a trip, and I even do this. I'll say, I was traveling. I just got back. Or, so that doesn't really make sense because I'm actually here. I could go.
Right.
But I was traveling.
Right.
And that usually will end it. Then I'll say...
Like you're indicating there's some sort of recovery
but
process.
But there probably isn't. And then I'll also do the forward.
like you walked to wherever you were going.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you walked to South
Carolina.
I got
off the plane and drove home.
Tired, blisters
yeah, but I was traveling. You got to respect that.
Yeah.
And then also I'll play this. I'm going to be traveling, which is even better.
Okay.
I've done that. Oh, can you go out to this anniversary party we're having, Jeff? Oh, I'm going to be traveling.
Oh.
Usually that's not people respect it. But also that makes no sense because I'm going to be in town. But at some future point,
eventually,
I'm going to be traveling.
Just to let you know, 4 days from your party,
yeah.
I'm going to be traveling.
Well, this is where it got me. I was in Curtin Bay for our family get-together 4th of July. I left a little early because all my cousin's kids came in. It got a little loud. A lot of kids running around. I thought, I've had my share. I'm going to go. So as I'm leaving, I'm going to be got a big trip to L.A. Got to get ready for that trip. Everyone understood, like, have a great trip. We understand. You got to get back. And my cousin goes... I thought I was scot-free. Like, it just worked out great.
Yeah.
And my cousin, right as I'm walking out, goes, well, when are you leaving for L.A.? And I kind of stopped. And I thought, oh, damn, I wasn't expecting that. And
yeah.
This is a Monday.
Yeah, you got called out.
I said, instead of lying, like, I should have kept the lie going.
Yeah.
I paused. I said, Saturday. Because that was true. Which is 5 days from then. And he goes, oh, you need 5 days to get ready for this trip?
Yeah.
The whole thing was ruined. The whole thing now, that whole thing I've had going, it's a sham now. Now my whole family now sees through that whole traveling thing.
Now, I feel like there's been a lot of episodes of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy that you have skipped because you've said traveling. Travel seems to be the number one thing that prevents you, and therefore prevents us, because I have not done a show without you yet. Not that I couldn't.
I don't think you could.
But I haven't. Okay. I do have a brother named Jeff.
You do.
So we could easily stick another Jeff.
Jeff 2.0. Jeff. I think we tried that Cleveland Browns game. It didn't go so well. Remember our first remote podcast?
Well, he filled in for me.
Well, yeah, but it still wasn't.
Yeah, so that was Jeff and Jeff.
But I feel like Jeff wasn't feeling the whole internet radio show thing.
No. He wasn't quite feeling.
He froze up.
He's looking at us strange. That's the problem with doing a live show is you can't talk about people because they're actually looking at you.
Yeah, let's go back to my house and finish the show.
I'm taking my computer and going home. Anyway, 7:54.
So anyway, traveling, that's the thing. So now, yeah, you're always going to be skeptical now when I say I'm traveling.
I was before, but now
you're really
even
skeptical.
Even more.
So the key is when you say it, I got to lie more and say I'm leaving the next day.
All right. We only have 20 minutes left in the show.
Can we talk more about that story?
Yeah. as intriguing as it was. So the Avengers have been in town. Now, they started filming early last week is when most of the major filming started happening on East 9th Street between Euclid and Prospect. And fortunately for my building, my office building is at like West 6th and Euclid, and the windows right near my cube or desk or whatever. Yeah. There's lots of bugs in here. Look right onto that intersection. So like we're able to see like lots of the gunfire and like when they first started taping all the extras running and the cop cars like coming in from either side of Euclid and shooting stuff.
Explosions.
And, yeah, they've changed like all of Euclid, like they've added fake, you know, like Hugo Boss like storefronts and restaurants and things like that. It's like cool to see.
When they're not filming, can you walk around?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't think you can. I don't know if you can walk through it,
but you can get close enough. Okay,
yeah,
no, I need to see that because
it's just like you're standing in the street and looking at it. I think it'll be kind of a cool thing to when the movie comes out, be like, oh yeah, I was there, I saw.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Take some pictures.
Yeah.
Well, how great is it going to be when it actually comes out in the theaters? How cool is that going to be to watch it and pick up on certain landmarks and buildings?
Right.
That's going to be really cool.
Well, most of it, you know, we don't play Cleveland in the movie. Like, Cleveland stands in for New York.
Right, but I mean, just you'll notice some of our buildings, our landmarks. That's going to be neat to see them. Yeah.
And actually, they're starting now to film in Public Square. Okay. Public Square, the southeast quadrant.
Thank you very much.
The southeast quadrant is filling in as Germany. They have like where Positively Cleveland used to be. They moved down to East 4th and Euclid, but where Positively Cleveland used to be, there was that kind of marquee thing. They've like added onto the marquee, so it looks like a German movie theater, and they have like long German signs like hanging in front of Tower City. They have like a German flag flying like on Public Square.
Okay.
Like and there's a beer garden set up like a
German style.
Yeah, it's really cool. So it's just, I don't know, it's just kind of neat to see. And I would imagine, now I know that you have a story about how the businesses are doing. I've heard mixed things. It seems like some businesses are upset and some are happy, but I would imagine like all the people, even extras and like construction people get paid, you know, and then they're going to grab lunch somewhere nearby like that. That has to trickle
down. To be a net positive. There may be some negatives with some disruption of people not going down there that normally would, but it's got to be a net positive with all the people down there. You're absolutely right. And we can't stress enough that the amount of extras and local people they've hired for this thing is amazing. I mean, hundreds of people have been paid to either contribute as extras or behind the scenes. A lot of local people are actually making this thing happen.
Yeah.
Which people sometimes forget. But in terms of, the economy, they said the number that's been thrown around has been about $30 million.
Okay.
They feel like is the net add that this movie has brought to town. And clearly some of the places that have really benefited from this are the restaurants. They mentioned a Lushies. Are you an Lushies fan?
I went there for the first time before an Indians game last week, actually.
Oh, wow. What'd you think?
Yeah. It was good. Had a stromboli. It was delicious.
Yeah, good place. Alashi's has definitely benefited. They said mentioned the Market Cafe on East 9th Street. That's been a huge beneficiary. Cleveland, the Clevelander. Phoenix Coffee. But I think Phoenix Coffee, like they're shutting down. Are they closing that down?
Phoenix Coffee is shutting down their West 9th location.
Okay, well, that's been the one that I guess is still
open. East 9th is open. That's the one
they've seen. AJ Rocco's has benefited.
Yep.
even like a laundry and dry cleaning place, the Avon Laundry and Dry Cleaning, that guy's handling all the laundry for the Avengers. Cleveland Sports Bar and Grill on Huron, we mentioned that.
So
but some of the places that haven't, Arabica has been kind of complaining that some of the traffic is down.
Yeah.
I guess some of the places, like you said, it's a mix.
It says he's had his best week ever.
Oh, hang on.
In Arabica.
I didn't scroll down there.
Jeff didn't read all the stories first.
Right. Someone was not happy.
I think it was Prospect Music wasn't too happy.
They've killed us. Oh, the Clevelander, I got to retract.
Okay, jeez, Jeff.
They've killed us, he said.
Radio show,
people,
Jeff and Jeremy, the most inaccurate show.
A lot of people are going in there, he said, and not ordering food. They get people in there hanging out on that patio, but not ordering food.
Because that's a great spot to watch
it
the
is.
Action from.
People want to try and see some of the action, and they hang out there and don't order. So he's got a patio full of people, and no one ordering anything.
But buy a beer. Like, how much is a beer at the Clevelander? Like, buy a beer, sit on the patio, and watch the stuff. Really? You can't afford $4? You probably paid more to park. Like, just give the guy $4 and buy a beer and sit on the patio.
Yeah, how hard is it?
Buy a sandwich. Buy a sandwich, Jeff.
I do like that some of the actors have been out and about town. One guy actually was seen in Put in Bay, which you gotta like. That's an actor. Can't find it. Oh, Jeremy Renner, who plays Hawkeye. He was seen at Put in Bay. Clark Gregg was at the Rock Hall. All these guys have been at the Rock Hall. Jeffrey Wright was at the scene at the Greenhouse Tavern. Samuel Jackson was seen at Blue Point, as well as Whole Foods in University Heights. And obviously the Ritz-Carlton seems to be where they're all staying. So
the
Ritz-Carlton has had a lot of photo ops. Chris Evans has been seen down there.
Is that the restaurant?
That's the hotel, it seems like, for a lot of the actors. Joss Whedon. So anyway, out about Cleveland, a lot of places you'd expect. Ritz-Carlton.
I guess Scarlett Johansson was supposedly staying at a Hampton Inn in Wilmington. And I don't know why she was staying all the way down there.
You mean Willoughby?
No, I mean Wilmington.
Columbus.
Wilmington, Ohio.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's south of Columbus. Okay.
I mean, they've been shooting not just in Cleveland.
Right,
they've been
shooting. It seems like the preponderance has been up here. At least.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Most have been.
I've been to Wilmington. That is a very, very small town.
Yeah.
Not much going on down there.
Did you stay at the Hampton Inn?
Yeah,
stop by
I think
the
I
Hampton
might have
Inn.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Not lately. We got to talk about this Machine Gun Kelly guy. We got a lot of emails on this Machine Gun Kelly guy. A lot of people are asking our thoughts on that.
Wait. But first, we were speaking about Twitter, and I wanted to let everyone know, if you go on Twitter and you search for Avengers Klee,
right?
Or you do the hashtag Avengers
right.
Klee, you can like see a whole stream of everyone posting stuff and posting on Twitter. There's a picture of that German marquee in front of the building in Tower City. So
okay. People
like will post, because like you say, you see someone hanging out at Blue Point, you can quickly, everyone has a phone with a camera now.
Right.
You just even you do, and you even know how to use it.
Yes.
Yeah. And you just use the hashtag Avengers Klee on Twitter and let everyone know the Avengers action you're seeing. All right, sorry.
What are your thoughts on Machine Gun Kelly? First of all, as music and then as a person.
I love his tattoos.
Okay.
He's a an R&B a rapper.
He's a rapper.
And he's a white
statement.
Guy. He's a white guy, which
definitely
is unusual.
Well, I would ask Mr. Eminem, what he thinks about that.
Yeah.
By the way,
it's still unusual.
Can I do a little sidebar on Eminem real quick?
Okay.
I know we're trying to stick to the script. This is like an op-ed.
In the upper room.
What about the upper room? But like, some of these rappers, they start off obviously kind of tougher backgrounds. They rap about very serious things.
Right.
Serious problems, poverty, things like that.
Yeah.
But then, like, something like Eminem, like, when you make your first $100 million, like, at that point, like, do you lose the right to rap about some of those subjects? Or is that, have you ever thought about that?
Yeah.
There's guys that are almost billionaires rapping about things that really they have no idea what's really going on.
Well, I think some of his lyrics have changed. As one of his songs says, they said I couldn't rap about being broke no more, didn't say I couldn't rap about coke no more.
Okay, well, see, maybe he's adapted, I even realized it.
Yeah.
But I was just wondering, at some point, what if you rapped out, like, problems that rich people have?
Yeah.
Right?
Or how you hate...
Like tax shelters.
How you hate professional rappers. Then you're kind of in a quandary.
Right.
I hate rappers that have sold a million records. And like,
but I'm
rap.
One of them.
Now,
is that the next verse?
You got a self-hate thing.
But like, what do they talk about? Like tax shelters or things that they have like financial problems, like how they get around all the money they have. That would be interesting to me, a rapper that would just own up to it.
Sounds like it could be a good topic for a music penetration.
I think we got a music penetration next week.
In the future. Yes. Not tonight.
Back to someone who's not rich. Machine Gun Kelly. He's definitely not rich.
For people that don't know the Machine Gun Kelly story. And by the way, if you're curious, Machine Gun Kelly go ahead and tell the story first.
Okay. So he organized... By the way, his real name is Colson Baker.
Okay. Well, I see why he switched
which
to
Which I feel like
Kelly.
Takes a little bit away from the aura.
Colson.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
He is a local guy... He's got a good following. He's got some songs out, but he basically, you're familiar with these flash mobs, Jeremy. Have you participated in a flash mob?
I have not participated in one, but it's crazy to me. So flash mobs originally started as, it was usually a choreographed dance or something that would suddenly break out in the streets,
right.
As if in the middle of Tower City,
right.
Everyone suddenly breaks into the
very innocent, very entertaining.
Now, and I think this is more of like a media thing, now the media have construed it into any mob of unruly youths usually,
yeah.
Converging on a location that's been organized through social media, they're calling that a flash mob.
Right. It's been
and to me, social media is just a channel like anything else. It's like calling something in the past a telephone mob if they use the telephone to organize this. Or perhaps a paper football mob. Because they might have written something on a paper football and kicked it across the classroom.
Right.
I never learned how to make a paper football.
That doesn't surprise
just
me.
No?
Okay. So he organized this, via Twitter, organized this flash mob. And the goal was, Jeremy, what was the goal?
I don't know.
The goal, they call it a loosely organized plan, quote unquote, was for the assembled group at the Strongsville Mall
to break into
the Strongsville Mall to break into a concert frenzy or quote unquote rage. When Machine Gun Kelly began to rap his signature ode to Cleveland. And this is, to me, a beautiful song. Like, you know, put the things you've heard about on the side, some negatives. He has an ode to Cleveland, which we love Cleveland, Jeremy. I wish we had an ode to Cleveland.
Yes.
His ode to Cleveland is it's a little ditty that simply says, expletive, I'm from Cleveland.
That's it?
That's it. That's
he just repeats that?
That's the name of it. That's how it starts out.
Okay.
So the goal was, when he started off with that little ode to Cleveland, they were supposed to riot.
That could be another great. That could be another great music penetration. We're coming up with all sorts
actually,
of great
Machine
ideas.
Gun Kelly next week, let's do a music penetration of Machine Gun Kelly.
Okay, Machine Gun
That's
Kelly.
That's a done deal.
Done.
That's penciled in.
Well,
so the mall security didn't go along with this plan, and luckily they could be kept abreast of it because it was. Should have a laugh track. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
So luckily, the mall security. Headed this off, and they arrested him in front of everyone else, arrested some other fans, and the whole thing was averted. But quite the ruckus, Jeremy, at Strongsville Hall.
Now, wasn't there some controversy because...
No.
He was... The end. Bye, everyone.
And ended very cleanly.
He, what did they arrest him for?
Disorderly conduct. Conduct.
Okay, yeah, that's a bad one. But then he was later released, correct?
He was released.
Because I think they found that they couldn't hold him on anything because supposedly he wasn't the one that organized the
Well, they say they originally arrested him when he refused to dismount one of the tables in the food court. Jeremy, you know you gotta dismount. Jeremy, you know this. When someone at the mall who's a mall cop says dismount that table, you gotta dismount.
Sir,
Machine Gun Kelly said, I'm not going to dismount.
He said, no.
He said, I will not dismount.
He probably said, expletive that.
Yeah, he said, yeah, I will mount.
I'm going to mount this right here in front of you.
So,
right
yeah.
In front of Annie Ann's, I'm going to mount this table.
So that was the whole, it was really quite the story though on the local news. 19X News went into a frenzy.
Oh man, they were all over that.
They were
like, what?
They might have started themselves. They love, that's their type of story. That's a story they can get be a part of.
They probably went to their official flash mob reporter on the scene.
Right. Who's just waiting for these things to break
he
out.
He just covers flash mobs exclusively.
It's like finally a story. So there you go. So Machine Gun Kelly next week, we're going to do a little music penetration. And that'll be fun.
Nice. All right. So other events that we have coming up, Tremont Arts in August.
Yes.
Coming up here in Tremont. Just up the street from the Treehouse.
Jeremy, this is a free service, which people don't take advantage of. While August is flying by, we know that. It's already the 22nd. This weekend, the last weekend of August, is the last part of the series. You can gather in Lincoln Park in Tremont. And this Saturday, Friday at 8:30 and Saturday at 8:30, you can watch the Verb Ballet do their thing for free.
Wow.
Under the Stars in Lincoln Park in Tremont.
That's nice.
It is so a very nice thing.
Bring a blanket, bring a chair.
Bring a blanket, bring some booze. Cleverly.
Okay, discreetly. Cleverly disguised. Keep it in a flask and everyone keep it, you know.
They've organized a flash mob there.
I wonder if the Verb Ballet has like crazy, like if there's a flash mob right now, like we are gonna go crazy when the Verb Ballet gathers at Lincoln Park.
What if Machine Gun Kelly says, okay, the mall cops got me that round.
That's right.
There won't be mall cops at Lincoln Park.
That's right.
Guess where we're going.
They'd be like, Machine Gun Kelly, dismount that gazebo.
I just love, he has an ode to Cleveland, which starts with a swear word. I feel like you kind of lose me there. Very mixed messages. Machine Gun Kelly has been, well, you can say a lot of things about him, but one thing that has to be true is he's got a lot of mixed messages.
Now, the one thing that can be true is he sure as hell got a lot of press from this.
Yes.
Because I never heard of Machine Gun
Kelly. Because remember back in the day, you used to have to get shot to get press like this?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
And next week, I'm going to be penetrating his music.
Yeah, think about that.
Yeah.
Machine Gun Kelly. What if we had him on the show?
You think he'd come?
I think he might.
Maybe we could organize a flash mob at your house during our next taping.
I bet we'll only get him out. We'll say, hey, we got a great flash mob you got to check out.
We got some table that we want you to mount. Right in Jeff's house.
Will you dress up as a mall cop?
And excuse me, sir.
You must dismount.
Please dismount that table.
What if we reenact the Strongsville flash mob in my living room?
With just you, me, and Machine Gun Kelly.
And you're the mall cop. Who am I?
You're the mob.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you're the mall cop?
Okay. And he plays himself.
What if we have him play the mall cop?
Like it's reversed?
Right.
All right, so then I'll be him?
You're Machine Gun Kelly.
And then you're still the mob?
Yes, I'm still the mob.
Okay, good. This seems like it'll work.
It's going to be a good night.
Get his, do you think he has like an agent or something?
But now he does, with this popularity, because this thing has been the biggest news around.
Why don't you send him a tweet?
Okay.
Mr. Twitter.
Okay.
You should tweet out Machine Gun Kelly. Does he, I don't even know what his Twitter thing is.
Well, there's got to be two sides to a story, Jeremy. We've heard the Strongsville Authority side. Why don't we hear his side?
That's right. I think he deserves a chance to speak.
Everyone's so quick to judge these flash mobs, and we don't really know his side of it.
So Jeff's going to do that when he gets home.
I'm going to work on that. But Jeremy, we still have 5 minutes.
Here's another tweet from Jeff Longsworth. Twitter.com/Jeff Longsworth, and you can pick up gems like this. You know how politicians have nice library backgrounds when interviewed from home? My background would be empty edible cages. What does
that mean? Okay, I'm 1 for 6, right?
That was funny.
Okay, 1 for 6.
That was funny. I don't know why. Here's another one. You probably don't have much time left, so why not make your last ride in a car enjoyable and visit us? And the hashtag is Joanne Fabrics Slogans. No, actually, Joanne Fabrics is one of my clients.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So they're going to love that.
You got to read that. There's a whole history on that. It's pretty funny.
Oh,
that was
boy.
From Ramon Rivas. He started that topic.
Did he tweet that?
Mm-hmm.
So why did
I tweeted it. He started the topic of Joanne Fabrics Slogans.
Oh.
And encouraged people to chime in. That was my contribution.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you should start a hashtag.
I think I'm going to, yeah.
What should it be?
It's going to be about where should my next flash mob be?
No. Well, it would have to be a hashtag, like a short.
Oh, yeah, that's not good. Hashtag. Like
flash mob locations or.
Oh, yeah,
best
that was too wordy.
Ever.
That was too wordy.
Something like that.
Mine's like an essay. What would a good hashtag be? Because I'm very good when I can chime in on topics, but I don't like to create the topics. So give me a topic and I would do it.
I like the flash mob thing.
Okay, flash mobs.
Best flash mob locations. That's a little long.
Best
flash mob ever.
Okay, and just see what happens.
Yeah,
maybe tie in Joanne Fabrics.
But you need one to initiate.
Right,
like
I'll do the one
needs
initiate.
To be.
Yeah.
Like,
would you piggyback on that if I did it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
I'll do that.
Okay.
We're gonna start a trend right here.
We'll start a trend.
All right, and finally, wrapping up today, Dennis Kucinich was hanging out at Hempfest.
Not
which
surprising.
I've actually been to.
In Seattle, I believe, of course.
Oh, I haven't been to Seattle. This one was in Ohio.
Oh, well, he's in Seattle. He's the lead speaker at another organization about hemp.
Of course he is. You wouldn't expect Dennis Kucinich to actually be in his own
district. I was on vacation in L.A. and he was walking around Santa Monica.
Yeah. He has higher aspirations than
yeah,
being
he
here.
Does. Well, half a lot of his money comes from Los Angeles, too. He's big with some celebrities.
Anyway, he's urging. It really got quiet here, and everyone's like suddenly everyone started listening.
They pick times they'll snow us, then I don't like it. Then I feel like
then I get nervous.
Whatever I say isn't going to be right.
I start with a thigh rubbing.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of friction.
Anyway, Dennis Kucinich was at Hempfest urging marijuana legalization, and there's actually
that's our congressman Jeremy.
Yep, there's actually a video of it that we're going to put on. By the time you hear this, will already be on RadioShowOnline.com, which, of course, is the home of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy.
And, Jeremy, we can't talk enough about Stitcher, because Stitcher is a great application. It's an easy way to hear the show. I hope people really do give Stitcher a try.
Yeah. Do you have Stitcher
yet? It doesn't come to this version of BlackBerry, seriously.
Oh, my gosh.
It wasn't my version.
That doesn't surprise me. Who told you not to get a BlackBerry and to get an iPhone?
Well, my boss pays for it. That's the final vote.
Won't he pay for an iPhone?
No. Yes.
Isn't he an older man?
He's
Can't
older.
You take him?
Yeah.
Can't you forge
like
his signature? Yeah, like Plato. That's going to be part of the flash mob, too.
Fighting my boss.
I'm going to be Machine Gun Kelly. Machine Gun Kelly's going to be the security guard. You're going to be the mob, and you're going to be fighting your boss.
So a little side flash mob?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, that'll be...
We could settle a lot of scores in this one evening, I feel like.
That'll be a thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, check out Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your iPhone or a newer BlackBerry than Jeff has or Android. And then you just search for Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. Yeah,
right.
It's on your phone and you can listen to the newest episode anytime without downloading or syncing.
And hey, 1 year. Congratulations, buddy. It's
1 year. Happy anniversary,
year.
Jeff.
We made it. They didn't say we make it, Jeremy.
We have to go eat our wedding cake now.
That's right. I've been waiting 1 year.
All right, 8:14, time to wrap up. Send us an email, hatemail@radioshowonline.com. If we read your letter on the air, we will read your letter on the air.
We will. Next week, Ramon Rivas. Don't miss it. We'll have another guest. The guest streak continues.
All right, for Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, this is Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
Have a week.